Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I must say that it's such an honor to be here with you all to talk about such an important, such a relevant subject as the underrepresentation of Black people in the media. I come from Salvador, a city in Bahia known as the blackest city in Brazil. Our country is rich in cultural traditions, but also deeply marked by a severe lack of opportunities for social and racial minority groups. This reality is compounded by profound prejudices related to gender, race, sexual orientation, class, religion, and much more. The gaps in representation for various minority groups in Brazil are historically immense across all media platforms. After all, the media reflects the country's systemic racism, doesn't it? However, progress is being made, and it's essential to share some practices that are fostering self-esteem and rights for our population. Before diving into this, I would like to provide a brief overview of Brazil's ethnic and racial landscape. Brazil is a continental country with a population of over 212 million people. Indigenous and African peoples played a massive role in shaping us as a nation. We non-white Brazilians represent at least 115 million people. Among us, 113 million have strong African roots, which means more than 55% of the Brazilian population. The number of self-declared Black people in Brazil has notably increased over the last decade, a testament to growing pride in who we are. This shift is happening despite the historical, social, and racial oppression that systematically kills our hope and too often our people. Between 2012 and 2022, the homicide rate among Black Brazilians was more than twice that of non-Black people. Black people in Brazil live 6 years less on average than white people. In 2022, an average of 62 young people were murdered every single day in Brazil. I mean, 62 young people per day. This is unacceptable and we cannot normalize it. The reasons behind this reality are numbers in a racist system that works hard to keep us away from opportunities. In recent years, diversity has become a topic of discussion in Brazil. But here's the irony. We already is a diverse country. As I mentioned, 55% of our population is of African descent. Brazil is diverse in its essence. We all know the media plays a critical role in either changing or maintaining our reality. Representation in the media free from stereotypes help our youth imagine a brighter future where they can be whoever they want to be. Let me share some data about Brazilian media. In the cinema industry between 1995 and 2018, only 2% of the most watched Brazilian movies were directed by Black men. In 2022, not a single mainstream Brazilian film was directed by a woman. Between 2011 and 2001, the average salary of Black professionals in the cinema industry was 61% lower than others in similar roles. Also, a traditional media, broadcast TV, has historically had a profound impact on Brazilian culture, especially through telenovelas, our soap operas. These shows reached tens of millions of people, influencing daily conversations. Between 2000 and 2018, only 6 Black actors and actresses played lead roles in telenovelas. However, within the past 4 years, the number has doubled to 12. For the very first time in our history, 3 Black actresses are simultaneously leading roles in Brazil's top 3 telenovelas, portraying empowering characters. This is a milestone for representation, inspiring a generation of youth and building a new sense of confidence. To sustain this progress, many individuals and organizations are working to raise awareness of a crucial point, including minority groups in society does not just benefit those groups. It makes the world better for everyone, even for business, as diversity drives innovation. It has been 10 years since I started working at Globo TV, one of the world's largest media companies. In 2021, a group of Black colleagues began discussing ways to challenge the company and drive change. I was lucky to be part of it. Together with the corporate social responsibility area of Global Group, we created the Negritudes Global Festival. It honors our ancestors, celebrates our achievements, and envisions a better future. I would like to show you now a special film, a special video about the festival. A gente faz